Psychological Warfare at Fort Detroit. With Hull's pathetic attempt at invasion, Brock gained an insight into the mind of his enemy. The enemy used smaller armies than expected, they appeared disorganized, and based on their hasty retreat, they seemed to lack the resolve to fight. Brock himself lacked the soldiers to fight the Americans using conventional tactics. This mattered little, as the War of 1812 was a frontier war, a war of cat and mouse. Consequently, the British commander used a mix of bluff and psychological warfare to accomplish his goals. For instance, the Americans were absolutely terrified of the natives, and Brock and Tecumseh knew it. There was no shortage of stories on the American frontier of Indian massacres. Stories of butchery, beheadings, scalping, cannibalism, etc. abounded. Although some of these stories reflected actual events, like Schenectady and Lachine, the stories of terror were largely a product of America's own imagination and paranoia. Before arriving at Fort Detroit, General Brock allowed the Americans to intercept a secret message. In the message, the British general asked his superiors to send 5,000 more native warriors to support the impending attack on Detroit. After reading this piece of British propaganda, General Hull lost whatever will he had to fight. How could his army of 2,000 stand up to such a force? In reality, Brock had only 1,000 men total under his command. When Brock and Tecumseh arrived at Fort Detroit on August 15, 1812, they went right to work demoralizing the Americans. Hull watched in horror as thousands of Native American warriors marched in front of the fort. The funny thing was that there were only about 400 Native warriors total. Tecumseh presented the same warriors over and over and over, giving the impression of greater numbers. To add to the illusion of greater numbers, Brock dressed the Canadian militia in the red-coated uniforms of the British regular army. Brock's strategy depended upon bluff for success. Following the procession, Brock wrote a letter to Hull. The letter, when translated into modern-day Ebonics, read something like, "I won't be able to prevent my native homies from massacring y'all once the battle stops. You know that's right." And to assist Hull in making up his mind, Brock gave the order for his artillery to start pounding the walls of the hood at Fort Detroit. Know what I'm saying? General Hull surrendered the fort without even firing a shot.